So how many people want to live long?
有谁想要长寿的？
Most of us do.
我想应该大部分人都想。
Well, apparently we have to honor our parents.
那我们看就很明显了，我们就一定要尊荣孝敬我们的父母。
How many people want things to go well?
有谁希望你这一生都很顺利？
I want things to go well in my life.
哦，至少我很希望我的人生顺利。
So the question is, how have we honored our parents?
那问题是我们是怎么样对待我们的父母呢？
And in every area that has not gone well,
所以我们在我们任何一个部分上面如果有出现不顺遂的时候，
There's probably been a judgment.
那很可能就是在那些部分上面有出现论断。
Now sometimes these judgments are hidden.
那有一些这个论断是隐而未现的。
So let me put it to you this way.
我这么说好了。
How many of you have said, I want to be just like my father?
有多少人你曾经说过说、哦、我要完全像我父亲一样。
Or I want to be just like my mother.
或者说、哎、我就要跟我的母亲一样。
Now every now and again, I see some hands go up and I say, yes, I have a good father, good mother.
很多时候我在课堂上这样问的时候就会有很多人举手对啊因为他们有很好的父母亲。
I want to be just like them.
所以我就要像我的爸妈一模一样。
But that's rare.
但是你知道吗？很少可以这么做。
Most of us have a sense, no, I don't want to be exactly like them.
应该是说，有这样举手的人很少。大部分人都说，我绝对不要像我爸妈那样子。
There are some areas in their lives I'm not very happy with.
那因为在我们人生里面有一些部分，我觉得不太满意。
And perhaps I've made some judgments.
那很可能就在那些我不满意的事情上，我做出一些论断。
Let me rephrase that.
那我换一个说法。
You've made some judgments.
就是说你做出了一些论断。
But they're hidden.
但是他们是隐藏在里头。
But as we make those judgments,
那但是呢，总之我们做出了论断。
It comes back to us.
那些论断就回到自己身上。
And there's a law of increase.
那然后又有加增的律。
And we're faced with the consequences.
那最后我们就会收这样的果子。
So, judgments act like a boomerang.
那我们也可以说呢，这个论断它就有一点像是我们丢的这个回旋，这个我们叫做回旋刀啊，这个玩具。
And they hit us according to those laws.
所以呢，它就按照那个律法，我们怎么丢出去，它最后转啊转就回到我们自己身上。
But if we've been hurt in certain areas many times,
所以那因为我们知道在人生的过程里头，我们很多时候被受到伤害。
For example, when we were very young,
比方说在我们小时候
，and we were rejected,
然后我们被人拒绝过。
Our friends didn't want to play with us.
比方说朋友不想跟我们一起玩。
Perhaps our father wasn't there to take us to a special thing.
或者是呢遇到一些特别的一些活动，然后我们的父亲缺席，没有办法带我们去。
And we began to feel rejected.
我们就开始觉得被拒绝了。
But as we grow older,
然后当我们慢慢长大，
those rejections continue.
那些拒绝的伤呢，一直在我们里面。
They continue to the point where we actually start to expect to be rejected.
一直到了最后，潜移默化，让我们开始会期待，我们一定会被人拒绝。
And that's called a bitter root expectancy.
那个东西就叫做一个苦毒的期待。
And a bitter root expectancy is a habitual way of viewing how things will go for us.
那这种应该说苦毒期待的根呢，它就是因为一种的循环，然后不断的造成的。
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
那它有一点像说是自我实现的一种预言。
Where we actually push people to do what we expect.
而且它甚至到最后好像是我们会去促使别人去驱策别人去实现我们所期待的事情。
I know they're going to reject me.
我知道他们最后一定拒绝我。
I've experienced this before.
因为我以前就已经碰过了。
I can see the look on their face.
我从他们的这个表情我就看出来。
Now others might not see any look on their face.
可是其实对方他们都不觉得有什么表情。
But because I expect to be rejected.
可是因为我已经期待被人拒绝。
I've got my antenna up.
好，我先把我的天线放出去。
And I'm looking for anybody that's going to reject me.
我就会去留意看有谁是要准备拒绝我的。
I'm rejectable.
我是可以被拒绝的。
And I feel the effects of that.
而且我可以感受到他们拒绝带来的影响。
Let me give you some other examples.
那我再举几个例子。
Women will always be controlling.
我觉得女人一定都是会有控制欲的。
I have a sense that something happened, and that was a man that said that.
我觉得这个就是有男人他就会这么说。
I know a man who would refuse to get into a car alone with a woman.
我知道有男人呢，他绝对不会，就是如果没有女人上车，他一定也不会上车。
I thought, that is so strange. Why?
我想说，哈，怎么会有这种想法？
Why would this be an issue?
这个怎么也会是个问题？
Well, apparently he got into a car with a woman who was driving.
那也就是呢，曾经有这个男人，他是因为上了一台是女人开车的车子。
And she began to rail on him and just put him down.
然后这个男人一上了车之后，这个女的呢一边开车就一直在数落这个男的，一直在骂他。
And he couldn't get away.
可是他就发现他受困于那台车子，他没办法下车，逃不了。
He couldn't get out of the car.
他没办法下车。
He had to sit there and take it.
他就只好被迫就在那边一直听那个女的数落他。
And he just determined, I am never going to let that happen again.
那所以呢，我要修正一下。所以这个男的他就做出这样的一种决定，说我再也不要，只要有女人开车，我绝对不要上那台车。
I am never getting into a car with a woman again.
所以我绝对只要有女人在车上，我绝对不要上她的车。
What a silly way to live.
那你想这样的生活方式不是很愚蠢吗？
But he had an expectancy it was going to happen again.
可是那是因为他已经去期待，只要有女人在车上，一定再会发生那样的事情。
How about this?
那换另外一种状况。
Men can't be depended upon.
男人不值得依靠。
I wonder who said that.
不晓得这是谁说的。
Do you think it might have been said by a woman?
那你想这是不是女人说的？
You think a woman might have been hurt by a man?
那你想说出这样的话的女人是不是一定受过男人的伤？
Who couldn't be depended upon?
她曾经遇到的男人是不值得她信靠的。
That was that expectancy.
那所以这个女人呢就有这样的期待。
A negative, bitter root expectancy.
一种非常负面的这种苦毒的期待。
And I have a feeling that that expectancy.
那我也可以感觉到那种期待呢。
Would affect every man that she ever came across.
一定会影响她所遇到这个女人，她所碰到的每一个男人。
I can't depend on anybody.
我没有办法去相信依靠任何人。
How about this one?
好，换另外一种状况。
No one will ever listen to me.
绝对不会有人听我说话。
Every time I enter into a conversation, it switches to somebody else.
每一次轮到我开口，就一定会被这个话就会被别人抢走。
My opinion's not worth listening to.
我的意见根本一点都不重要，没人想听。
I might as well not even try.
我看算了，我也连试都不要试了。
I'm going to stay outside of the conversation.
我看我根本不要融入这个对话里。
I'm not worth listening to.
没有人想听我说话。
That's an expectancy.
那个就是一种期待。
I don't want to live like that.
我不想要，如果是我今天不想要用这种方式生活。
Now there are some differences.
可是你要知道，就是有一些的差别。
Judgments tend to be made towards specific people.
论断呢，比较是倾向于对于特定的人做出来的。
Toward a specific situation.
就是对于一个特定的状况做出来的论断。
But if those situations keep occurring,
可是重点是，如果那种状况一直持续的发生，
then a bitter root expectancy develops.
那最后就会发展出一种苦读根的期待。
And a bitter root expectancy is something that's general.
那这种读根的期待一旦发展出来之后呢，它就会被广泛的运用到所有的状况。
So a judgment, mom is manipulative.
比方说呢，这个妈妈是一个就是非常容易操纵人的。
But a bitter root expectancy?
然后一旦发展出一个读根的这种期待。
All women.
那就会说所有的女人。所有的女人都是有操控性的。
So judgments tend to operate on a spiritual level.
那论断呢，它也通常会是运行在这种属灵的层面上。
While expectancies tend to operate on a psychological level.
但是呢，这种读根的期待，它变成是已经发展到心理层面的。
But they both produce negative results.
可是不管哪一个层面，最后都结出非常负面的果子。
And bitter root judgments and bitter root expectancies are very common in all of us.
但是这种苦读的，不管是论断或者是读根的期待呢，其实对我们很多人来讲，我们都或多或少都经历过。
And those bitter root judgments and expectancies rob us of the very life God wants to give to us.
那这种苦读的论断跟期待呢，都会去抢夺了、窃夺了神本来为我们预备的美好的人生。
Now, most of our judgments are in response to our parents or those who are significant people in our lives.
很多我们通常会做出论断的那个对象，大部分都是我们的父母亲，或者是我们身边比较亲近的人。
Ultimately, those judgments will affect our future.
那最后这些论断就会影响我们的未来。
Especially in marriage.
尤其是我们的婚姻。
And we don't have to dig too far to find forgotten judgments.
其实我们不用挖得太深，很容易就会看到我们做过的一些论断。
When they pop up in our marriage.
那尤其是在那这种论断到最后就会在婚姻里头出现冒出来。
There's a saying, if you have the fruit, you have the root.
那我们也可以说看到什么果子，那就知道它的根是什么。